post-match show from the Glenbrook after Liverpool have drew 1-1 with a dreadful Spurs side. I'm joined by Steph, by Andy and by Damien. And Damien, I can't believe they managed to draw with them, really. Having got themselves in a winning position, they didn't seem to know what to do with it. When they were frantic, they looked ragged. When they tried to calm it down, they then looked passive. And unfortunately, that equaliser was the most predictable thing in the world. Yeah. Both the fact that it come and the fella who scored it, it's a really, really poor day in what's been a pretty crap season.
Yeah, you know, so I was very optimistic this weekend, and I think we had every right to be optimistic. Without saying we had a divine right, I mean, if you're ever going to play Spurs, morale's low, they've got all kinds of players missing. They played midweek, so did we. We're at home. If Liverpool were to impose themselves from the start and they had every opportunity to do so, then Liverpool, you know, the form book, I'm sure a lot of Spurs fans would expect Liverpool to win. Spurs stayed in the game, and Spurs showed enough from the outside to say they're easily going to avoid relegation. They showed some fight. No one deserved to score more today than Richarlison. He always puts a shift in. There's been plenty of pantomime baddies at Anfield over the years. I'm not bothered, quite frankly. He's a good player, and, you know, he's not good enough to play for us, but he was certainly good enough to score for them today, and certainly good enough to get them a deserved result. And it was a fair result, unfortunately. And that's the damning thing about Liverpool today. You can have sympathy and you can be unlucky, or you can just write things off, but Liverpool had every single opportunity in the world to make sure that they could win that game at a canter, and the manager knew it. And the manager knew it so much, he decided he was going to leave four players out who could arguably you could expect to start. Because you look at Liverpool's run, they've got a big, massive game in the Champions League on Wednesday, and then every single game we've got left this season, it's either an FA Cup quarter final against Manchester City away, it's a Champions League game, or it's a Premier League game that Liverpool could really do with winning. Is there any flexibility at all to bring young Leo in?